We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Well, welcome. It is Friday. It is Bowerly and Bellavia. Tom is off today, and we are going to dedicate, a good chunk of this four-hour extravaganza to college. We got this big scandal. We've been talking about this for the last 3 weeks. Everyone knows what's going on with this college scandal of Hollywood elitists. We call them bourgeois elitists. And, you know, they spent the money. They got their kids to the head of the class. So I've been trying to get this guy that you're about to hear, who's live in studio for over 3 weeks now, and we got College Assistance Plus. Now, this company, they solely exist to help you, your family, your kids land into schools, get the scholarships they qualify for. But this is the legal, righteous, noble way to do it. The co-founder of College Assistance Plus, their website is collegeassistanceplus.com. They're located in Honeyoye Falls, and their office number is 585-582-1846. Paul Selich is here. Sir, how you doing? Did I say that right?
Dave, you did. Thank you for the introduction. I appreciate it.
And Paul, before we go on, collegeassistanceplus.com, also a Vietnam veteran. And I have to say welcome home and thank you for your service.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you for your service.
Well, hey, right back at you. So, Paul, let's just talk about this scandal. First of all, I want to know about College Assistance Plus, what you guys do, what the mission statement is, and then we'll go on to this ridiculous story that's happening and really hijacking the news cycle.
Well, it certainly has, Dave. It's amazing what's occurred. I don't know how many phone calls and emails I've fielded in the last week and a half over this. But about our company, as you asked, we've been in business 15 years. I was an executive with IBM, Rochester Telephone, MCI, and I had an experience in 1987-88. My son was going to a private college in Pennsylvania, and I was on the board there, and the president said one day, and this is a school about 2,000 kids, we're going to talk about putting in a $950,000 waveless swimming pool. And that really struck me as, man, why are we spending all this money on a swimming pool? And she said to me, well, you don't understand. Lehigh has one. Bucknell has one. Franklin and Marshall has one. And this is an arms race. We have to keep up with the other colleges. And the light went on for me. You know, Weez asked me the other day about what was your aha moment. That was my aha moment. I said, when I stop the corporate merry-go-round, I'm going to start a little business, which I did in 2004. And I thought I'd have like 50 clients a year. In the last 15 years, we've helped 5,000 students go to college. It's turned into a huge business. But there's a real need for it. As you and I were talking earlier, when I started the business, there was $200 billion in student loans. Today, there's $1.6 trillion.
Well, you know, that's outrageous. I mean, we're almost talking about, you know, more than the defense budget. I mean, that's an outrageous amount of money. I want to talk about this college scandal in particular. What are we looking at? The FBI gets involved. We start pulling parents out. Now, the Hollywood people got all the attention, but there was a lot of hedge fund parents, a lot of indictments. These are felonies. We're talking about people are going to lose their liberty over the fact that how pervasive is a scandal like this? It just can't be something that people get caught with their hand in the cookie jar because they're a hedge fund guy, they're a Hollywood actor. This has got to be happening right here in Western New York.
Well, I think what drove the scandal and what's driving this whole concept is people feel erroneously that where their son or daughter goes to college is going to ensure their future success. And I can tell you, after doing this for 15 years, it doesn't matter where you go to college. As you and I talked earlier, it comes down to integrity, the ability to get along with other people, your ability to communicate. Those are things that are lifelong skills. So it's not that I went to Harvard, Yale, Princeton, Stanford, USC, whatever. It's the emotion associated with the student, a 17-year-old making a $250,000 decision, and the parents trying to support that. And it's, you know, they got, as you say, that's a good metaphor. They got caught with their hand in a cookie jar. I do think one of the things that's going to happen, to validate your point about a federal offense, most of these people wrote this, their contributions off on an income tax return as a charitable contribution. That is a federal expense, and that will land people in jail. You can't lawyer up and get out of that one.
So if you're taking what you are considering to be a $500,000 contribution to a tax-exempt, you know, you're sending it to a college, you're giving it to a charity, but in, but there was a quid pro quo that
exactly.
your kid could get into school. Now
exactly.
you're looking at other felony counts. We're joined by Paul Selich from College Assistance Plus. The website is collegeassistanceplus.com. You've been doing this for 15 years. People go to you and they say, look, my kid wants to be a doctor. I don't know anything about this process. I want to get a scholarship. I want to see what the kid qualifies for. I want to know what schools are best to apply to. What are the curriculum? What are they going to ask? All these different things. We'll get into what College Assistance Plus does and why you have been so successful for 15 years. But when you look at this scandal, what is it about? You mentioned something that when we were talking before the program, you were talking how many people ask you what college you went to. Now,
oh, yeah.
we've been talking now on the phone. Mm-hmm. Never once has that come up.
Never.
It doesn't matter. You could have said
doesn't
you
matter.
Went to Harvard. But if you went to Harvard,
yep.
you find that Harvard people like to tell you that they went to Harvard because it means something to them.
Well,
right?
Let me just, because you brought up Harvard, let me just speak to something. And you may be somewhat familiar with this, or our listeners may be familiar with this. About 6-8 weeks ago, an Asian American group sued Harvard because there was a... some question about how Harvard was, who they were accepting and why they were accepting them. And the Harvard vice president of admissions, under oath, deposed in a courtroom, said, here's the way we accept people to Harvard. Number one is recruited athletes. If you're a recruited athlete, you get into Harvard as long as you can write your name. Secondly, it's people who have the ability to give a large donation. I mean, he said this under oath. Third, it was people from
all
a legacy.
Integrity, right?
Yeah, right. Third, it was people from a legacy. So if you're a Kennedy or a Bush, you can get, you know what I mean? So, and then down the pecking order was people
merit.
Like us, right?
Yeah,
right. The
right.
common folk.
The folk that actually deserve to go in. So what is it about these parents, or parents in particular, that motivates them? I mean, you're talking about the potential of 10 years in prison.
Oh, it's huge.
I mean, there's a lot of reasons why folks go. Does the crime and justify, mm-hmm. you know, you stole $25 million, you hid it away. At least you can make the argument that
yep.
your family's taken care
right.
of. These reputations of these Hollywood actors were stalwart. They were, you know, successful. They were wealthy and not a blemish on their record.
Yep.
And now they wanted to get their kid into USC. I mean, no offense to USC.
No.
It ain't worth 10 years of prison.
No. Well, and I heard one of my clients say to me the next day, she said, you know, I really liked that. I'd never watched the show that one woman was on. She said, I thought she was great. And now I look at her differently because she did this. I said, well, you know, everybody can stumble, right? But you know, when I reflected back on the scandal, Dave, the biggest issue I saw was you're sending a signal to your son or daughter that integrity doesn't matter. That's the real bad part of it, right?
Yeah.
You can't replace your integrity, your personal integrity. That's amazing to me that people would do that.
So you've been doing this for 15 years at collegeassistanceplus.com. And in 15 years, what is changing besides the escalating costs that we're seeing right now? Are the mistakes that were made 15 years ago by people applying to colleges for scholarships, are these the same things that people are doing today?
Yes, but the financial pitfalls are bigger. We see people now, Dave, husband and wives, mothers and fathers in their late 50s, early 60s, still helping their kids pay back student loans. That's amazing. So I think you're seeing a couple things. Number one, the price of college has escalated, like we mentioned earlier. Local schools that I won't mention, but they were $20,000 when I started this business. Now they're $55,000 a year. So the way it works is a student in his or her own name, a college student, can only borrow $27,000 over 4 years. After that, the parent has a parent or a creditworthy cosigner has to cosign for the loans. Well, we're seeing people. In fact, I had a gentleman from the Southern Tier drive up. You know, when you're on the radio, as you don't know where everybody's from. I thought he was from Rochester. He drove up. He had four kids that he put through college. His wife was a physician's assistant. He worked for a lumber company. They made about $200,000 a year. They were paying back $420,000 of student loans on their four children. None of the children were making more than $40,000 a year. And the kids were mad at them because they said, we didn't know they were borrowing the money. Well, the same mistake, you talk about the same mistake. You know what? A mistake that's cuts through 15 years. People don't talk to their children about money. They don't say, look it. You can only go to a school that costs $20,000 a year. That's it.
Because you don't want to disappoint your kids.
Oh, exactly.
And you don't want to look like a failure to say that we can't make enough. Yep. So it's a pride. It's a hubris. When you look at why are colleges so expensive?
Well, it's the easy availability of student loans. The government backs student loans. You can borrow 100% of a student's tuition, room, and board. And when you take a school like University of Rochester, that's $73,000. Now, if your son or daughter goes to University of Rochester in the fall at $73,000, it's going to be $85,000 in their senior year. I mean, those numbers are staggering. And we say there's no 4-year degree worth that. I mean, nothing against the University of Rochester, but think about being in debt, for years and years and years. I spoke to a major real estate company a couple of months ago in Rochester, and they said the average student now, or the average person, is buying a house, their first house, at 29. 6 years ago, it was 24.
Right.
It's affecting everything, right? They can't afford it.
And so we go back to, and again, we're talking with Paul Selich from collegeassistanceplus.com. You guys walk people through the mm-hmm. entire process from soup to nuts, and you get a young person, you're like, okay, this is what you want to do, and you take the five colleges that they think are the only school to go to, pre-med. Right. You look mm-hmm. at all the programs. Do you find that majority of the clients that come to you, you're not talking them out of professions?
No.
But at the same time, you're just telling them there ain't nothing wrong with a community college.
Well, in fact, that's a great point you make. There's a couple nuances that most people aren't familiar with. Firstly, most 17-year-olds, you and I didn't know what we wanted to do when we were 17, right? Look what we're doing now. So we spend a lot of time with something called Career Insight with the student, and we try to help them understand what they want to do. The average student changes majors 4 times during their college career, and that attenuates the process. In New York State, the average student graduates in 5.5 years with a 4-year degree. Whew, that's nobody sends their kid to school saying, hey, take 5 or 6 years.
At $75,000.
At $75,000 a year, right. So we work on that. The other thing we have is a database which has 2,300 colleges in it. And with our 5,000 clients, we can very carefully, before the student ever visits a school, look at your finances and tell you what the school is going to cost. That gives us a lot of power. In this particular strategy we employ, information is power. If you have a historical information of what they've given students who are this academically qualified or have other, things the colleges are looking for, you have a real advantage. Nobody does that. They really do it backwards. They say, look, we're going to Myrtle Beach on vacation. Why don't we stop and show you the University of Virginia? Well, nothing against the University of Virginia, but if the kid can't get in, now you've created a problem. Now the kid only wants to go to the University of Virginia. That's $70,000 a year, and maybe you've created a problem.
Out of state, all the different costs that are affected. We're talking with Paul Selich. He is the co-founder of collegeassistanceplus.com, and he's based out of Rochester. If you have any question, college experience, you want to share what happened to you, 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. I want to just talk a little bit about the solution to what these costs are. You mentioned that once everyone, under the Obama administration, college became almost a constitutional right.
Right.
You can't say no, even if you don't qualify, which you hear this a lot when it comes mm-hmm. to housing. You know, what happened after everyone got access to a loan for a house? Well, people started to not pay their mortgages because they couldn't afford.
Right.
So now we're seeing the same thing with colleges. What is the solution? How do we get to almost to create the market is out of control.
Yep.
How do you correct the market after you've told everyone go ahead and just get a loan because the colleges are just raising tuition costs.
Well, let me come at this answer two different ways. Number one, Dave, because you alluded to the housing market. Remember in 2007 when people, if you and your wife bought a house in Las Vegas in 2005, it's a $500,000 house. You put $200 down. You got a $300,000 mortgage. Now the market tanks, you know, after the housing crisis. But you still have a house, even though it's not worth what you pay. You know, you can't finance it for what you paid for it. See, in college, there's no collateral. When you take a college loan, there's no collateral behind that. So these are non-collateralized loans. And they're government loans. So that means if the mother and father, for instance, can't pay that loan back, along with the son or daughter, they don't get Social Security. They don't get income tax returns. I mean, this is a vicious cycle.
So I mean, there could be no collateral on a student loan. You're not going to get my physics grade back give up on it. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBN. We have in studio the co-founder of CollegeAssistancePlus.com. Paul Selich is with us. And we were talking about not only the scandal with colleges, but some of the mistakes that kids make. You mentioned the mistakes that parents make, which is making their kids fall in love with schools that, you know, are Stanford. Let's go take a trip, a vacation, waste all this time and energy on a school that we don't know if you can get into, and we certainly know that we can't afford. Yep. So when you look locally and you look at the different programs, what are some of the things that a company like College Assistance Plus can do?
Well, first of all, we try to understand what's happening in the marketplace. And one of the things that happens is, as I mentioned, the average kid changes majors four times. 30% of kids transfer or drop out in the first 2 years of a four-year school. 30%. So that we think that creates an opportunity. The opportunity is this. If you're okay in high school or you don't know what you want to do in high school, what we say is 1 year at a community college. You don't have to go 2 years. 1 year at a community college expunges your high school grades, and now you're a competent college student. So that proves to the four-year school
that you can do it.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Right.
So now all those kids that have attrited, the 30%, their scholarships go back in the pot. You come in as an established transfer. What colleges tell us when we speak to them is we can't find transfer students. You know, when a kid's a senior in high school, they take the SAT, ACT. College board sells that information to all the colleges. Once you go to college, they can't find you. So, in fact, I just negotiated for a kid from Orchard Park. He was at a school. He was in his second year, and I got him more money in his third year. Most people don't even think about going back to the college for more money, but we do. We think that's important.
So you could be a B-plus student in high school.
Or mediocre like me. Yeah.
So let's say you're a C student in high school.
Yeah.
And you knock it out of the park. You make Dean's List at Erie County Community
College. Or GCC.
Wherever you go. Right. And all of a sudden, that college is saying, hey, whatever you did in high school, you've shown that you could compete at this level.
Not only that, but now you're backfilling for that attrited kid who they gave a scholarship to.
And lost.
Well, and let me give you another visual. So you're the vice president of admission. I'm the vice president of finance. We are talking every day about how many kids we need to graduate, right? Because that's the financial model. But you know, if I say, Dave, we got to graduate 2,000, you say, that means I got to bring in 2,700 because there's an attrition factor. But I can't find transfer-in students. Nobody's walking around Amherst with a sign on their head saying, I'm looking for a college to transfer. So by reaching out to the college, you become more valuable to those schools you're approaching.
That's amazing. CollegeAssistancePlus.com. Let's go to the phones. Mike in Buffalo, you're on with Paul Selich, co-founder of College Assistance Plus. Go ahead. Mike, you there? Well, we lost Mike. All right, let's go to Dave in Amherst. Dave, you're on with Paul from College Assistance Plus. Go ahead.
Well, maybe we not only need College Assistance Plus, but we need guidance in profession and Occupational Assistance Plus. Not every student, not every C student, particularly in light of all the grade inflation that we see in our high schools, not every C student's ready for college. So what about training a trade? What about learning being properly advised to learn a trade, to go to Northland, get training in a skill, a trade, be an apprentice in a major manufacturer's place?
What do you think about that? I mean, and
Dave, you're preaching to the choir. What we do, I just touched on this earlier. We have a program. The first thing we do with a student, we put them through something we call Career Insight. And it's not an aptitude test, but it's we ask them a lot of questions. It's a back and forth regimen. And from that, we say, here's some things you might want to consider outside of college and in college. We're very bullish on trade schools and the trades. But what we try to do, which is different than most aptitude tests, we actually match those up with a database we have, which has 85,000 jobs in it. We just did one with a young man from he's a farmer from the Cascade, Warsaw area. And he thought he wanted to be a farmer. And when we put him through this Career Insight, one of the jobs they came back, because I happened to review what this team did with him, was a wind engineer. I didn't even know there was such a thing like that. And the wind engineering jobs would start at $65,000 in the first year. Then they'd move to $85,000 and then $100,000 over 10 years. But that the jobs were in Texas, Alabama, you know, places where there was access to wind. So we really try to do what you say. It's not all about college.
Dave, I appreciate the call. We'll get more to trade schools in a second. We're on with Paul Selich. He's a co-founder of College Assistance Plus. I just have to let it build up. It's one of my favorites. Hey, welcome back to Bowerly and Bellavia. We have Paul Selich in studio. He's from College Assistance Plus. Go to the website, collegeassistanceplus.com. This man's dedicated 15 years of his life to helping people all over Western New York find scholarship money, do the legwork, also prepare your children for that next step. But he's also a wealth of knowledge on so many other things, trade schools, picking a career that's sensible, that giving you, I think, one of the things that we're talking about is there's a sense of delusion that's out there as well when we, you know, everyone wants to be a filmmaker, everyone wants to be an Olympic diver, but, you know, there has to be some semblance that you're tethered to normalcy on the planet. But Paul joins us in studio. We're taking your calls at 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. And I want to get into the horror stories of student loans. And if maybe you have a horror story out there and you want to call in, ask Paul any question, we're going to get to the phones here in a second. Matt, Phil, Brian, we're going to get to you guys. But first, Paul, what are these? Give us an idea of what we're talking about. We've heard numbers.
Sure.
But in 15 years, you got to have some doozies.
Well, yeah. Unfortunately, I have far too many of them. But one of the things I just wanted to preface my comments by saying, Dave, is as good as guidance counselors are in high school, and I have a lot of friends who are guidance counselors, they're great people. They cannot get involved with the family from how much the family pays for college. And that's a real hole. Nobody's going to bring their income tax return in and show it to a guidance counselor, which obviously we welcome. We want that kind of input. But back to the horror stories. You know, I was a vice president for Rochester Tel, and I had a young man work for me, and he called me up. He's not a client, but he called me up over the Christmas holidays. And I know him pretty well. His wife's a cancer survivor, so I really empathize with him. He said, would you sit down with my daughter, because she's just about to she's going to graduate in May with a degree in social work, and she's got $97,000 in student loans. Well, one of the things we do, we have 5,000 clients, so we have a lot of networking capabilities. So I got on the phone with some of my clients who are very involved in high-level social work. And they said, you know, the problem with having $97,000 in student loans with a bachelor's degree in social work, she's going to make $14, $15 an hour. And you can't pay back the student loans in that. So, but their recommendation was she go back for a master's degree. Now she's got to borrow another $40,000. So one of the things we do, we try to speak wisdom into the parents and students about how much you can borrow. If you're going to make $100,000 coming out of college, that's great. Then you can borrow $100,000. But if you're only going to make $30,000, we tie the amount of projected income to the amount the student and the family borrows. And that limits the choices, hopefully, speaks wisdom to the family about where you should go to college.
Because you're going to be hurting when you go.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That, of course, implies that you can land a job.
Exactly.
And that's not exactly a guarantee either.
Nope.
Let's go to the phones, and let's go to Matt in North Tonawanda. Matt, you're on with Paul Selich of College Assistance Plus. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, yeah, I just have a story. I'm 22 years old. The way I was raised was always my parents telling me, you know, go to college, get a degree, have a good job. So that's what I did. I went to college for 2 years. The school I went to, it was expensive. It was $30,000 a year. I did get some scholarship money. But after those 2 years, you know, I did have some debt. And I figured, you know, college might not be for me. So I went to community college for a little bit. And now I'm currently a plumber. But talking to my friends that do have degrees, I am making more money than them. They have a lot more debt than I do. And, you know, there's definitely other better ways to go than college.
Matt, let me just speak to the wisdom that you articulated. First of all, it doesn't take a master's degree in mathematics to know if I go to community college and pay $300 a credit hour versus $1,000 or $1,200 or $1,500 bucks a credit hour for the same classes in many cases, you know, gen ed courses. I think what you just said is wisdom that every young person should consider. That's why we recommend community colleges, because it's a lot less expensive to make a mistake in a community college if you don't know what you want to do, or maybe you're struggling as a student, or maybe college isn't for you, as you discovered. I couldn't agree with you more, Matt. I wish you all the best.
All right, thank you.
That's pretty cool, Matt. Yeah, you thought you were going to get blasted. Matt, you ignorant fool. Why would you ever say such a thing? Way to go, Matt. Smart kid. 22 years old and realizes that, hey, you know, it's all about the money. And at the end of the day, why go into debt when you don't have to? Paul Selich joins us. CollegeAssistancePlus.com. And you can give them a call at 585-582-1846. If you have questions or are looking for guidance for yourself, your family, your kids, whatever it may be, let's go back to the phones. Brian on a cell phone. Brian, you're on with Paul and College Assistance Plus. Go ahead.
Hi, Dave and Paul. How are you?
Good, Brian.
Hey, I just my comment is, it's kind of fresh in my mind because my son just graduated 4 years ago from a college, and he ended up graduating with his degree in what he actually went for, which was good. But the one thing I know you talked a little bit about as far as like the schools, high schools and stuff, prepping, you know, the kids for the college. I don't think enough's being done at the when they're in high school. They should probably start a little earlier and start looking at some of these different careers, just, you know, maybe when they're juniors or sophomores.
Well, you know, Brian, as you say that, someone texted in at 30930, talked about career and college prep courses. Is that something?
Yeah,
that
let me just I probably shouldn't say this, but I will, because it's germane to, I was just at a meeting in this town. Hamburg, New York has one of the best high school programs. Now, I come from Rochester, and we've got some great high schools there. But I think most high schools are really deficient, as you said, Brian, in looking about this. You know, the reason you go to college, I know this isn't a stroke of genius for our listeners. The reason you go to college is to launch a career. And everything you do from the time you're in high school should focus you on launching a career. Hamburg has two programs which I think are outstanding. One is the National Academy of Finance, which includes mentoring of students while they're in high school, mentoring by people in the real business world. And they also have a health and science academy, same philosophy. The earlier you can get your son or daughter thinking about a career, the better it is. Let me just tell you a personal story. I have two boys. They're 7 years apart. They're 40, whatever, and 40, 47 and 40. And my whole career has been in sales and marketing. And when I was teaching them to drive, to try to take, this is dating me, but to try to take the emphasis off the stick shift, the clutch and the brake, I asked them, I said, hey guys, individually, I had the same conversation almost 6 or 7 years apart. What do you want to do after college? And they both looked at me and they said, Dad, don't bother me. I don't want to hit anything with, you know, I'm having a problem with this clutch and brake. I said, no, come on. Why are you asking us this, Dad? I said, because I love you. I care about what you're going to do after college. And they said, why wouldn't we would do what you do? Now, listen to that. They said, why wouldn't you do what you do? And I said, what do you mean? They said, well, we live in a nice house. We take nice vacations. You drive nice cars. Everybody that works for you likes you. And you never complain about your job. And they're both in sales. and they both do very well. But you don't realize the imprint you're putting on your sons and daughters, positively or negatively. And I think that's a conversation, along with how much the family can afford for college. That should be a family discussion. One of the biggest challenges our team would tell you, nobody ever talks about how much they can afford for college. It's assumed you're a smart kid if you want to go to Harvard, Yale, Princeton, Stanford for 78 to 80 grand a year. NYU right now is 82 grand a year. I mean, think about that. How many families can afford either to borrow or to come up with $350,000 for college?
That, it's insane.
It's insane.
Think about that. Brian, you got anything else?
Well, I just wanted to say, you know, my son, we had the conversation, and, you know, he did get some student loans, and by the way, he's paid them almost all off. But he also worked full-time, or not full-time, but quite a bit. And some of the extra costs that I don't know if you've talked about, but when you graduate from high school, you're sometimes not prepared for these advanced courses, and then you have to pay for tutors, you know, and they're not cheap. They're, I think we paid 50 or 60 bucks an hour for these costs. So the kids are coming out of high school not prepared even for...
You're having to make up and fill the gap for what they really should have learned in high school.
Dave, let me interject one thing. I always have this conversation with our senior students. It's listen, when you're in high school, your mother and father care about what you're doing. The teachers are nurturing you. As we all know, when you go to college, nobody cares if you go to class. And I've had situations where valedictorians in high school struggle in their first semester, second semester in college. It's really imperative that every family, the last thing they say to the kid when they drop them off at the college is, listen, this is your job. If you have Friday afternoon off or Wednesday afternoon off, you have to spend that in the library studying. That is not a skill that necessarily, as Brian said, translates from high school.
Brian, appreciate it. Thank you very much. Let's go back to the phones. And Phil in Niagara Falls, we're talking with Paul Selich from College Assistance Plus. You can go to collegeassistanceplus.com for more information. Phil in Niagara Falls. Go ahead, sir.
Hi. I just wanted to comment about maybe my experience was more going back a little bit later in life. I always wanted to have a degree, but when I was younger, I went straight into community college, and I didn't do very well, and I did start getting loans, but I knew I didn't want to continue on if I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. So I left college for a little while, and I became a truck driver, made money. I was actually making really pretty decent money as a truck driver, but I still wanted to go back to college. So when I finally did that, I was very, conscious about getting into a lot of debt, because this was in the 90s, and it was still pretty obvious that, you know, better schools were very, very expensive. So I went right back to a community college and then to a state college. I went to Puff State after that. But I kept my truck license. Because now here later in life, there's really not a lot of work in Western New York here. I went back to driving truck, even though I have a 4-year degree.
Good stuff, Phil. Appreciate that. Always good to hear from folks that, especially, you know, you think that, well, College Assistance Plus, we only talk about 18, 19-year-old kids that are doing this. I'm sure people call you that. They got laid off, have to start a new career, go back to college.
Well, you know, I love what Phil said, because I believe, of course, at my advanced age, I believe nobody should retire. I think retirement is 1 foot in the grave. I really think, I live in Rochester, and I saw the demise of Kodak and Xerox and Bausch & Lomb, and I see a lot of unhappy people there who were forced out of their jobs. So that's really near and dear to my heart. But I think I have a philosophy after doing this for 15 years and 5,000 clients. I really think if your son or daughter doesn't know what they want to do, the worst thing in the world would not be a Peace Corps or something for 12 months. We have an entitled generation here, and it's just assumed you go to college. And a lot of people aren't ready for it.
No, let's not get crazy with the Peace Corps.
I'm sorry.
I mean,
sorry.
We can at least push him toward the
military. Well, I almost said the service, Dave, but I didn't want to.
Well, he knows that all too well, yeah, United States Marine, served in Vietnam, and we appreciate Paul and his service. Welcome back. Bowerly and Bellavia. We're on with Paul Selich. He is the College Assistance Plus co-founder. We're talking about colleges. The scandal you heard about, you know, the Hollywood people, the parents getting involved, trying to get their kids to the best schools. But we're also talking about how you can best serve your children, but also navigate all the nonsense that's out there. Paul's a great vessel of information because this is what he's done for a living for 15 years. And one of the things that we keep hearing about is networking, right? Oh, yeah. And we'll take your calls, by the way, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBN. When it comes to networking, there's a way that you could get information. It's someone just texted in at 30930. They wrote in, you know, it's really who you know.
Well, and I couldn't agree more. I think if we all reflect back on our own careers, there's somebody in your background, whether you give them credit or not, that was instrumental in you getting your first maybe a critical job. You know, what we do to help our clients with networking, again, we have 5,000 clients, so that means we have probably 2,500 families, right? And every one of those families do something. And we call upon them. We say, look, if a kid wants to be a graphic designer, we have advertising and people who own advertising agencies. We connect them with shadowing experiences. One of the things I think that doesn't happen enough, that's why I'm such a proponent of RIT in Rochester, they really focus on networking, shadowing experiences, and internships. And we try to facilitate that for our clients. We think that's a very critical, you know, you may find out through a shadowing experience, you don't want to be a lawyer. And that's a good thing.
It's a very good thing because we don't
need more lawyers.
There you have it. Yeah. Hey, Mike in West Seneca. Mike, you're on with Paul from College Assistance Plus. Go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Just hi, Mike.
Just make a couple quick comments. This subject is pretty near and dear to my heart. I'm 30 years old. You know, I've seen college do more damage to a lot of young people's lives than it did any good. And, you know, for example, my wife, she went to Canisius, has her master's from Canisius in community and mental health counseling, has $97,000 in debt, and she makes like $32,000 a year. And that's like the average pay for her occupation as a social worker.
Wow.
So that's, you know, pretty common. People 50 to 100 in the hole making 30 to 60 grand a year. That doesn't compute well if you want to own a home and, you know, have kids and all that.
And the job is so important, and I'm sure it impacts a ton of people's lives, but at the end of the day, you're trying to get out of that hole and move on with your life.
Well, Mike, and that's one of the reasons I said earlier, one of our strategies is if a person wants to go into a job which has a medium pay, what we say is you really should be very discerning and circumspect about how much you borrow. In other words, our rule of thumb is the student should not borrow more than 100% of what they're going to make in the first year. So we would have limited, in the case of your wife, we would have said you can't borrow more than $30,000 or $40,000. And that would change where she went to school, which in the final analysis is really the issue I see. You know, one of the things that happens in high school, most guidance counselors use a program called Naviance. And what Naviance says is, I graduated a year ahead of Dave, and our grades are the same. So I went to Houghton College or Nazareth, wherever. Dave should look at Houghton or Nazareth based on his grades. That doesn't take into consideration how much my family has to spend and Dave's family has to spend. Any college decision made without financial insight is subject to a challenge.
Hey, appreciate your call, Mike. If you have questions for Paul from collegeassistanceplus.com, you can give us a call at 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBN. We come back, we're going to talk about career placement, how important that is to help that decision to be made with young people and parents together in concert with professionals, and also how much money you're borrowing going into those college years. Always thinking about the opportunity when you get a job, are you going to, you just heard from Mike, are you going to make enough to pay back your loans? That's important too. We're going to take a break. We come back more with Paul from College Assistance Plus. We'll take your college questions, your loan horror stories, or your college horror stories. Maybe you want to talk about a trade or community college, all the different alternatives to college.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.